Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the guys who joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about a particular issue. And in his case, it's all about micropreneuring. It's all about the party of one, or maybe 1.3 or something like that. And he's the author of a number of books, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, and other books on this topic. And he's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me, as always.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that that I think a lot of businesses have done this year has they've learned how to not only look under every rock for business, but to find rocks that you might have overlooked in the past, and turn those over too.
Right.
There is no, you know, back in the heyday, back when things were rocking and rolling, you know, I'm sure there were businesses that would see an opportunity and say, you know what, I got all the things I can do. That's kind of a high maintenance kind of a deal, and I think I'm just going to let that pass.
Bird in hand.
Yeah. Those kinds of deals are like nectar.
Right.
And anything, any business, whatever it is, any crumbs, anybody's crumbs, most of us will take, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the funny thing is you don't know where those crumbs are and where that crumb trail may lead. And, you know, they're often right under our noses. I was going through, we've spoken before, I used Gmail, and formerly I'd used Outlook. But no matter what email you use, you often will find, if you just spend a little time going back through some of your emails, some of the ones you might have forgotten about, some of the ones you haven't organized, and maybe we'll talk about organizing your inbound email or even outbound email a little better, but sent or received. But if you just start going back through some of those, you might see a prospect who emailed you a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, a month, a year ago.
How about a decade ago?
A decade ago.
You
all
know
this
what?
Stuff that may
you know
be
what?
Back there.
Jeff, I'm a pack rat. I'm a notorious pack rat. Everybody knows that. My family knows that. My wife knows that, much to her chagrin. I am just as much of a pack rat with my email.
Right.
My received and sent email. I'm almost phobic about it. I have got files of email going back at least 10 years.
Right.
In and out. And categorized by customer. Folks, I'm not this organized. I'm usually not this organized, Jeff. But there's something handy about being able to, about the way they set these email clients up, where you can segregate and differentiate and store and everything. I mean, I got it going all the way back. I could look back years if somebody said, anyway, the point is that I hope you've been doing this, folks. I hope you've been keeping up with your email, because what Jeff's telling you right now, this is, it's amazing. You go back and talk to people and they say, oh yeah, I remember you.
I remember you. You're the one who's been hounding me, storing that email waiting
for
the
pack rat. Exactly.
Yeah, you know, I think that what we find is that we have that stuff. We forget that we have that stuff. We forget that whether it's AOL, whether it's Outlook, whatever the form or, you know, format or client we're using, we forget that we have these emails and ways to store them. So, you know, probably what you do and what I do as well is, you know, I have a folder called Opportunities. You know, and I'll put, you know.
I don't have one of those. Just a minute, let me make one of those while we're talking.
There you go. You know, biz ops, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it, you create a folder because, you know, and again, this isn't a shout out to Gmail because AOL does it. You know, Outlook obviously does it. Outlook has folders. Gmail has labels. But you just create a label for whatever it needs to be. So if it's opportunities, if it's prospecting, if it's, you know, nuggets, whatever you want to call it. If it's callbacks, you can obviously, with some of these applications, you can schedule it to...
Okay. I use Eudora. We have folders.
You have folders. So just create a folder, and then you can create subfolders within the folder. So if it's by category, if it's by date, if it's by size of the potential opportunity, you have this stuff that comes in. It's not only a bird in hand; it's a bird that flew into your hand at some point, almost willingly. That you might have said, you know what, I can't deal with that now, but I'll deal with it down the road. And by tomorrow, you might have forgotten about it.
I like the idea. I like what your opportunities folder though. Jeffrey, that's because, I have not done that. I've segregated my email by company, and not to a great degree, but like any of my customers or people like that, I've segregated it like that.
Right.
But I hadn't thought about if somebody, let's say somebody said, Jim, we're going to pass on that right now or whatever. I never thought about putting them in a separate prospect old prospect lists like that. That saves you time when you're going back through those lists, doesn't it?
Well, it saves you time when you're going back through those lists because you don't have to go through thousands and thousands of emails to find
them. As much fun as that is.
As much fun as that is, exactly. And then, if you're going back through and you're coming across spam and you end up deleting some spam and you come across a wave of spam, one of those opportunities could be hidden in there and you accidentally delete it. So organize it, categorize it, come up with your own pattern, and then what you're going to find is then you're going to have a slow Friday. And you know what? I've always said that Friday, as we've said on the show, is that Seinfeld frame of mind. People are loosey-goosey. They're a little bit more inclined to talk about new business ops. It's not like a Monday or a Tuesday where they're focused.
Is it slow Friday kind of like Golf Friday?
It's kind of like Golf Friday, exactly. Almost like a two martini. Wait a second. But you go out and you start making some of these calls. You either email the person or you make a phone call, which is always, I think, in many respects, nicer depending on the relationship. You say, hey, do you have a minute to talk? I was going back through some of my old emails, and I remember we had a conversation back in 1972. You're able to reopen the door, and you've already had your foot in the door once. And assuming they didn't slam the door, break your foot, and tell you never to come back, you have an opportunity to reengage that person and reopen that relationship. And again, there's somebody who hopefully will remember you, and hopefully, you still have something of value to them. You can say, hey, we've evolved, we've done this.
Jeff. Think about the old way of doing this. You would have had a paper file. Which we kept too. I'm a pack rat in every level, but you had a phone number,
right?
So you'd have to call them, and maybe you'd have to get up the courage to call them. It's been so long, they won't remember me. How will I start the conversation? Blah blah blah. But with an email, with email clients and the system, not only can you remember them and find them, but you can send them a little note. Just send them an email and say, hey, remember me? It's a lot lower key than trying to get them to accept a phone call. Hold on to that thought. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. More of this kind of stuff after these messages. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can check out lots of things there. You can read. You can listen. You can ask questions. You can get answers, immediate, instant answers. And, of course, my blog is there. My newsletter is there. You can subscribe to that. If you'll give us permission to send you that, we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. So I hope you'll check out that at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. If you'd like to follow me, I'd appreciate that. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend and the author of many books on small office, home office, micropreneuring, party of one, home-based, whatever term you use for yourself, sole proprietor, independent contractor, all those things. Jeffrey, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you online.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, and on Twitter it's at Chief Home Office, just drop the R. And we also, if you're on Facebook, we have a Chief Home Officer fan page. If you go take a look, see.
You have fans?
I have about 80.
Wow.
But I think that's all family.
It's all family. See, I have groupies.
You have groupies.
Yeah, that's what I went into radio for the groupies.
For the groupies, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, listen,
business radio groupies. I can only imagine what business groupies.
What do you think I'm doing this for,
it's
man?
Not like big hair metal band groupies.
Dude, what do you think I'm doing this for? Anyway, we're talking about prospecting, folks. We're talking about going back and looking under some little in some little nooks and crannies, under some little rocks that you might not have thought about for a while. And I, what I was saying when we went to the break is what's so cool about email is you just send somebody a little email and say, "Hey, John, we haven't spoken in a while. Hope things are okay. I was just checking in. Have you got a time for a phone call later this week?" And that just drops very unobtrusively into their life.
Right.
They look at it, and they and you can even, of course, you can click and tell whether they opened it or not.
Right.
Or whether they trashed it. That's
right.
An indicator.
Right.
So exactly. you can reach out to people. That's what's so cool about email. You can reach out to people without you know, having to get up a whole screw up a whole lot of courage. With and there's so much information you can get just from putting it in their inbox.
Right.
They can trash it without reading it. They can read it. You get that information. They can email you back and say, "Hey, John, you know, please remove my email list from your list."
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Or hey, yeah. And then if they say, "Yeah, let's talk," who knows?
And the thing is to keep in mind that you want to make this. It's a lot of it is serendipitous. A lot of it is you're going through old email and you're ditching old email and things like that. You the serendipity is fun because they come across these things in a sort of haphazard. Wow, I got to call Jim. It's been a long time, or I got to email him. So you drop an email. But as we said earlier, it's really important that you make it as streamlined and almost as formulaic as serendipity may possibly be, in the sense that you put that opportunities folder, that breadcrumbs folder, whatever you want to call it, such that you come back down the road and you say, "Okay, it's been a while," and then you tag that into, again, your calendaring, or, you know, you were talking about having phone numbers, you know, and to call someone back down the road, a tickler file, you know, just something to remind you to call Jim about that opportunity that you may have had or you may have been exploring. And it's important that you keep that stuff handy, and you remember where to look. I mean, again, we're going digital in all our offices, meaning everybody out there, not me. I'm an office of one. But as I go through my old file cabinet, I start to find old files and people that I've been in touch with in the past that I can call on. So you never know where these things are all going
to
come from.
There's another thing to think about too, Jeffrey. You're getting to that age now where you have to start thinking about this.
Or remembering to think about it.
No, yeah, that's true too. No, but there, some people that we are doing business with these days don't even use. I mean, they use email, but that's not their preferred method of communicating.
Right.
There are a lot of decision makers these days who are, you know, half my age, Jeff, and are maybe less, and they like to text.
Right. Right.
And so, folks, you know, those of us who are a little longer in the tooth, we have to realize that. And I don't know if I told you the story about the guy that I heard about that couldn't get the decision maker. He was a little older guy, and he couldn't get the decision maker to respond to him. He left voicemails. He sent him emails. He sent him a text, and the guy got back with him in like 45 seconds.
Right. Guy was programmed to respond.
That's how he wanted to be contacted.
Right.
And he got I got the deal just because somebody said, "Why don't you text him?" He said, "Oh, I'll try that."
Yep.
I mean, these are, you know, once you get these people, once you find them, once you remind yourself about them, you know, if email doesn't work, maybe you try another mode.
Well, and what I think the key point about that also is when you're dealing with prospects, know how to contact them. For example, there are several people who try to contact me on Facebook, and one was a publicist who constantly would message me on Facebook, and I would reply, "Got your message," but it would be a couple days later. I'm like,
yeah.
"I don't use Facebook for messaging. Please email me."
Yes.
Know their preferred form.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And some people are using Twitter as a preferred messaging.
Right.
Which I don't.
Right, exactly. But know that.
Yep, exactly.
You know, if your contact
and
prefers
that's,
Twitter.
That makes things a little more complicated, doesn't it? I mean, it adds a degree of difficulty to doing business these days. But it's the way of the future, folks. We don't get to decide whether we like it or not.
Right.
That's not one of our choices, is it, Jeff?
We just have to respond and react accordingly.
Exactly. Give us that website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And the blog is
is right there, front
right there,
and center.
And the books are right there?
The books are everything. All the content is right
and
there
Chief
to be
Home,
found.
And at Chief Home Office.
At Chief Home Office.
And become a fan. They just look up ZBAR and
actually Chief Home Officer on Facebook.
Oh,
if they want to look that
hey,
up.
And folks, be a fan of Jeff. He deserves it. Hey, Jeff, thanks.
And somebody's got to love me.
See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.